And joining us right now, we call the segment Beckler on Business, CoachBeckler.com, at Coach Beckler on Twitter. And you have a new ebook, which you think is going to be dynamic reading, Coach, for people trying to do some coaching in the business world, as well as maybe keeping some peace on the home front and elsewhere in life. Talk to us a little bit about the book before we start talking about flat tires.
Yeah, we came out with a new ebook last week called 101 Ways to Motivate Employees. But it's a good book even if you're not the boss or not the supervisor. It's pretty good for people that want to inspire those that they work with. My wife, now that I've written this, I think it's tougher on me because now my wife expects me to do some of these things to keep the peace around the house as well. So she's been trying to motivate me a little bit more now that I've written this. But it's a good
book.
Why
did you give her a free copy, Coach? What were you thinking? You weren't thinking. See, that's how I used to motivate my students. And they learned the drill after a while. What were you thinking? We weren't thinking, Mr. Bros. That's right, you weren't thinking. That was even before we got on the court.
Well, you had to get, it was Christmas. You had to give her something for a gift. I figured, hey, honey, I got a book for you.
Oh, that definitely had an impact on the budget, sort of like going to that one website, Spatula City. Yeah, I get it, Coach. again, you've got some things to share this morning based upon your recent experience with a flat tire. Now, Coach, I could have told you, and you should have known about this. I mean, maybe you're not like me. Maybe you didn't get teed up when you coached. I got torqued off, and a few times I considered offering my glasses to the referee. And since I'd been a referee, I knew when they were out of position. I knew when they blew the call. And unfortunately, Coach, I was willing to tell them and share with them. And the worst thing I ever did, Coach, on that area, before we get to flat tires, I got to tell you, a very dear friend of mine, a brother in Christ, was refereeing a game, and he walked off, and I said, you did not referee the same game that I watched. And I hurt him deeply, and I had to go apologize and ask him to forgive me. I wasn't angry. I just vehemently disagreed. Is that sort of like how you were when that tire went flat?
Well, you know, we came back from a long trip. This was actually came back from a Thanksgiving trip. And I got back. We took a rental car got back. And actually, I didn't have one flat tire. I had two flat tires. And one on the back and one on the front. And obviously, that is a little frustrating. But I went into the rental car company place, and they gave me a air compressor. It was the slowest air compressor possible.
Wait a minute. Coach, hold it. Remember, this is live radio. 1, 2, 3. How slow was it, Coach?
It was the slowest. No, it was so slow. I don't have a joke. It's just slow. And it took forever. No, but so the whole time I'm pumping up these tires with the air compressor, and I'm thinking, I'm upset, I'm frustrated. I'm thinking this is the slowest air compressor ever, as opposed to thinking, wow, how fortunate am I that they had an air compressor that they would allow me to use for free to blow up the two flat tires that I had on my car. So I'm still mad. I get the tires blown up, and I drive to a tire company. I feel like I get every red light in America. Every red light I hit. And so I'm frustrated about the red lights. And it dawns on me later that day, we are always getting frustrated at our red lights, but we're not ever thankful for the green lights that we get. We just kind of expect that. And, you know, we just had Christmas. How many of us out there are frustrated about the thing that we didn't get or the thing that went wrong, as opposed to counting our blessings and being happy? You know, this happened during Thanksgiving, but with Christmas, how many of us are thankful and count our blessings for the good things that happened, as opposed to looking at what we don't have? And that tends to be what we do a lot of times, you know, whether we're an athlete, you know, or we're a sports fan looking at, you know, what Aaron Rodgers didn't do or what the Green Bay Packers didn't do as opposed to what they did do. I would encourage everyone, and I try to do this every day, you know, look at those things that are good in your life as opposed to looking at the things that you don't have.
Well, they were responsible. It was their vehicle that had the two flat tires, right?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I am not a very good commuter. It was my own vehicle.
Oh, it was your vehicle. I thought you had rented a vehicle.
We rented a vehicle because we were on a long trip.
Okay.
And we left our vehicle at the rental place, and when we got back, our vehicle had the two flat tires.
Ah.
You know, I majored in communications, but that doesn't mean I'm very good at communicating sometimes.
I see.
But,
said,
yeah, it was
I see
it
said
was
the
my
visually
vehicle.
Challenged man. Yes, as he picked
up
his hammer and
saw.
Yeah,
but I was... But, yeah, for some reason, I wanted to be frustrated at the air compressor and how slow that was going, as opposed to just being thankful that there was even an air compressor there. Because regardless of how slow it took, it was still a lot quicker and a lot cheaper than me calling a tow truck.
So as you take a look at this, in light of motivating people with your book on 101 Ways to Motivate, what motivates people when they're not having the attitude of gratitude, Coach?
Well, you know, you almost have to make it a daily habit. A daily habit of you're going to look on the bright side of life. And I know that's kind of cliche, you know, Fred Astaire singing in the rain type stuff. But, you know, I came on the air today listening to the Beach Boys. How does that not put a smile on your face listening to the Beach Boys? You know, so what's coming into your mind? What are you putting in your mind? You know, what are the thoughts that you're thinking when there's not stress, when there's not pressure? You know, and if you're a negative person all the time, then you're definitely going to be negative when stress hits. And that's what we tried to teach our players sometimes. We would try to teach them mental toughness and try to teach them how they would react to referees long before those referees made bad calls. So, you know, when you read an e-book or when you go to church or you listen to somebody on the radio or whatever, those are opportunities for you to develop those thinking skills so that then you can be more positive in life.
Now, I'm positive, Coach, that it wasn't just two flat tires. It wasn't just a slow compressor. It wasn't just every red light. That you're thinking, how is the air leaking out of these tires? Will I make it to the place? And while you're sitting there and you hear the go, and you're figuring, you know, while I'm sitting here, I've already lost 2 pounds of air, you know, type of thing. Because you're a coach. You calculate these things. You probably had to calculate it down to the second. Here's the question I have to ask you. Because the stress is, it's not an if, it's a when. Whether it's someone full-time in the home, whether it's someone juggling multiple jobs, whether it's somebody who's between jobs, and you know the old bad adage, it's a recession when your neighbor loses his or her job, it's a recession when you lose yours, you know, depression, you know, type of thing. How do you take a look at this and turn it towards self-motivation? You talk about making it a habit. How do you make habits, Coach?
Yeah, we would talk about, and this goes into life, not just sports, but is the goal more important than the role? That's more sport-oriented. But, you know, your goal should be so much bigger than the problems that you see. And I know we all encounter problems in life. We all have situations that arise that are that make us struggle and that frustrate us. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we get to choose our attitude. At the end of the day, we get to choose, you know, what our perspective is going to be on some things. And you know, my perspective was focused on the negative that day when I was airing up my two flat tires, as opposed to, you know, what my next step would be, or just, you know, hey, thanks a lot for even having an air compressor, even though it was the slowest in America. Or when I actually got to the tire company, being upset that they didn't have Wi-Fi in their waiting room, as opposed to counting my blessings that, you know what, they changed and fixed my tires for free, And they didn't even try to gouge me for, you know, a few hundred bucks like some places would do. So, you know, those kind of things. What's your perspective going to be? Are you going to choose to be a positive person or are you going to choose to be a negative person? Are you going to choose to be the Beach Boys or are you going to choose to be, I don't know, some negative sounding music? Terrible analogy, I know, Oliver. But
no, not at all. Because that
I didn't want to offend any anybody that I didn't want to offend any certain oldies music.
Okay.
But the Beach Boys is really positive. Love that stuff. So are you going to be a Beach Boy, or I guess are you going to be the Doors or something?
Well, if we're not careful, Coach, and I don't get out of here, they're going to show me the door. But at Coach Bechler, B-E-C-H-L-E-R on Twitter. Highly recommend you follow him, coachbechler.com, and I'm thinking positively that you'll be back to join us again next Friday for more of Bechler on Business.
Excellent.
And again, remind people about the book with 101 ways to
motivate employees and inspire those you work with.
And where can they get it, Coach?
coachbechler.com.
Well, until next year, Coach. May all your bowl teams win, and go Pack, go.
Excellent. Thank you.